Well, as we begin to go into the book of Proverbs, chapter number 22, I'm going to have you look at verse number 15. But before we get going on this, I'm going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to ask God to speak to hearts. And as I pray, pray to yourself, well, not to yourself, but pray to God quietly, and ask God to work in your heart. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we are able to be here once again tonight. We are thankful for your word. God, I pray that you again speak to hearts. Challenge us through your word. Help us to, every time that we open it, help us to learn what you want us to have from, if it's just a single verse or if it's a chapter, a few chapters. God, I pray that you just help us to learn the things that are important for us to have in our life. And we ask you these things, Lord, in your name. Amen. The title of tonight's message is Correcting the Foolishness of a Child. And I'll be honest with you. That would be me as I was growing up, correcting the foolishness of a child. Kids give parents a lot of gray hair. Kids give parents headaches. But I will say this, it's worth it all. It truly is. Kids are a joy to have, but they do give us some challenges. But as we are given those challenges, God gives us a direct way for us to go when we are faced with those challenges. In verse number 15, it says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Who in here tonight can say, I'm thankful for the rod of correction that my parents distributed on me when I was a young person? Every single one of us are grateful for those things. I'm also grateful that I had older siblings to help me out in that matter as well. And I know that sounds funny, but it's the truth. Because as you grow up, you're a younger sibling, you learn from their mistakes. And you don't want to get caught in the situations that they were caught in. Because mom and dad take action. But I'm going to talk about a problem that we are faced with today. And it's one that gets ignored quite often when people bring kids into this world. And it's something that every parent is faced with, and that is a child is in need of correction. A child is in need of correction. The Bible has a very specific name for a child who is disrespectful, defiant, disobedient, and that is the word foolishness is used. Foolishness. That is not a word that people enjoy hearing. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never enjoyed the word coming at me saying, Chad, you're a fool. I always took offense to that. I never liked that. I'll be honest with you. It hurts your feelings. And I've never liked that word. But here, God calls this foolishness. And so we're not happy with hearing this word. But this is God how he views them. And on top of that, he gives us the instructions on how we are to be a help to them. Now, I'm talking about parents here being a help to their children. The first thing that I see mentioned is that of a rod. It goes on, foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So the rod is mentioned, and it needs to be put in use. It's not to be put in use out of anger or out of frustration, because I often have seen many parents discipline their children out of anger, frustration, and hatred as well. And it does a lot of damage to the child. And I've seen those things take place. And so when it comes to using the rod, first of all, you use it out of love. You use it out of caring for them, because you don't want to see them continue to go in the direction that you're trying to correct them from. Matter of fact, I found more young people being more responsive to that of love than that of anger when it comes to discipline. And I will mention that here in a little bit. But it's to be used in love and for the correction of the child to keep them from ruining their lives. It's one of the reasons why parents correct their child, is because they don't want to see them continue down the path of defiance, disobedience, rebelliousness, anger, hatred, bitterness, whatever might come their way, because they don't want it to ruin their lives. And so the love of the parent will drive that away by the use of a rod. Solomon here is the author of this book. Obviously, he had some problems when it came to raising his son, Rehoboam. There is not one perfect parent out there. Not one. And Solomon has recognized his mistakes, and we all need the help from God in this area of life. So the word rod is mentioned in verse number 15. And here is what we are to do with the rod, and that is to put it in use to drive the foolishness away from that child. That's what it's used for. It's used to steer them in the right direction. If you are a parent tonight, your child has foolishness in them. Plain and simple. No, not my kid. My kid's perfect. No, there's no perfect kid in here tonight. Not a single person is perfect. And so, with that being said, because of the foolishness that is in a child, the rod needs to be in use. Here's a problem that we see that is being done today, and it's a sad problem. And here is what I see quite often in my life as I go about in this town doing the work that I do, and it's quite frightening at times, but here's a problem that I see. I don't see the proper correction that needs to be taken place in the life of the child, but what I do see is a parent yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs to correct their child, when in fact the use of the rod needs to be used. And it's sad that we see this taking place. And we also see this. We see this as parents saying, my child will never do such a thing. And we live in this type of a lifestyle now. My response to both of those things that I have just mentioned is this: hogwash. Use the rod and stop fooling yourself saying your child will never do such a thing. You have a responsibility as a parent, and you need to use the rod when necessary. For what reason? To drive the foolishness out of them. That's what Proverbs here is saying in verse number 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But how are we going to get rid of that foolishness? How are we going to get that foolishness out of them? And that is to use the rod to drive it away from them. Every time that the rod was used in my house growing up, it was used to drive the rebelliousness, the disrespectfulness, and the foolishness of us all. Imagine raising six kids. You put up with a lot of stuff. There's a lot of chaos that goes on. But the rod was used to do those things. But I believe that the rod is not used near enough in a lot of households. In our household, there wasn't much dust on the rod. It was in frequent use all the time. But I will say this. It saved us from so much. It saved us from so much. And it taught me something later on in life as I became a parent. And it was taught me to use that same of love to force out the foolishness out of my child as well. And it taught me how to handle situations that I would never thought I'd be able to handle. So it taught me a lot of things in my life. However, there is a trend that is taking place in our world, and that is this. Parents who ignore their role as a parent, and all they want to do is to be their kid's friend. You know, I have no problem with a parent being their kid's friend, but I believe that should come later on in life. I truly do. You have a responsibility to raise your kids, to correct them. Friendship will come later on in life. You know, I'm in my mid-40s now. That's weird to say. I'm still not in a 50 club, so there's quite a few conversations that I'm not able to have with my siblings that are in their 50s because I'm not mature enough for those conversations. I probably can't handle it, and they're protecting me from those situations. But I don't even know where I got off on this. But as I look back on this now, being in my age that I am now, I count it a great privilege to call my mom and dad a friend. But when I was growing up, there was one role that I knew they had, and that was being my parent. And that was correcting me when I needed to be corrected. So this role that is taking place is very scary. You have a whole lifetime to become your kids' friends after they are grown up. Don't forget, please don't forget, parenting comes first. There is a show that I have seen on many different occasions, and that show is called Intervention. And I don't know if you folks have heard of it. I don't even know if you've watched at it. It was on for quite a while. Then for years, it disappeared from the scene, and it recently has come back. But what I have seen with this show, what it consists of, is trying to bring help to a kid that has damaged their life because of their rebelliousness as a child. And they were rebellious because the parents allowed them to be. The parents didn't take the time to use the rod to correct him, to drive out the foolishness. And so now they're in a place where their child is hooked on drugs, or their child has become an extreme alcoholic, or things of that nature. And now they're trying to call in people to intervene on their behalf to correct their child, when in fact their greatest mistake was not doing it themselves. And so it consists of people trying to repair the damage that has been done. But what I have normally seen are the kids who suffer with these addictions and parents are in those situations because the child was not being disciplined when they needed to be disciplined. You know, when I was growing up, if I said something wrong to my mother or to my father, or if I said something wrong to an elder, I was corrected for it. The rod was used. Sometimes the rod consisted of a bar of soap. Has anybody ever had a bar of soap put in their mouth? I have. And I'll tell you what, I hate bar of soaps in my mouth. I don't like that type of a punishment. But sometimes that's what the rod was used. And I had those things taking place in my life. But the rod is used for correction. And their foolishness at this point in time, they're in these situations because their foolishness wasn't driven away by their parents. Turn your Bibles one chapter over to chapter number 23, verses number 13 and verse number 14. It goes on from here. It says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Withhold not correction from a child. Take care of the matter when it happens. That's what needs to take place in that life. And the use of the rod needs to be in place. And I like what the word says here, and he will not die from it. I can also say this, it's not fun. I've learned this in life. It's not fun to have to discipline your child or your kids. It hurts. I believe one of the reasons why it hurts is because you've seen your kid get involved in sin. And now you got to take correction on him. And now you got to use the rod to drive that foolishness out of them. But I will guarantee you this. I know that it hurts as you discipline them. I know that. But it will hurt a lot more if you ignore the fact that you need to use the rod. There are households that are not restful, meaning a rebellious child brings unrest to a parent. Turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. In verse number 17, it says, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. You correct your child because it'll bring peace to your household. There are many homes across this world that don't live in peace. They have a lot of unrest because of a rebellious, disrespectful, defiant child. The parent don't take the time to drive the foolishness out of them. The parent doesn't take the time to correct the child. And because of this, their sanctuary, the place that they abide in, the place that they call home, the place that they go to for comfort, is a place of chaos and is a place of unrest. That's what takes place. So it gives us here another reason for us to correct our kids that God has given us. And that is to have peace and to have rest in the home. You will not have peace, you will not have rest if you go with a child who is not corrected. A child who is not corrected, a child who is not disciplined, will run you all over the place. They will think that they own you. They will think that they can get away with anything and everything. And I will say this, they have no respect for you. You won't even have peace and rest in your own home. The rod is used to drive foolishness out of your child. So there is a purpose for the rod being used. In chapter 29, in verse number 15, it gives us two reasons why the rod needs to be used in the child. As we begin to read here, it says, "The rod and reproof gives wisdom, but a child left himself bringeth his mother to shame." So what's a rod used for? It's used for reproof. It's used for correction in the life of the individual. And that's what it needs to be used for. No parent wants to see their kid going down the wrong path. No parent wants to see their kid constantly being disrespectful. No parent wants to see those things. So it's used for reproof. And then it's also used to give wisdom to the child. You know, when the rod was used on me at times, I wised up a little bit. You know, the thing that I got punished for, I didn't want to go back and do it again because I knew of the punishment that came my way. So the rod corrected me. It gave me reproof, and it gave me wisdom as well. And I don't stand before you tonight a perfect individual by any way, shape, or form. The rod was used on me, and it's used for this, to drive the foolishness away and to bring wisdom to the child. The last part of this verse is very sad as you begin to look at this. Again, let's read verse number 15. It says, "The rod and reproof gives wisdom, but a child left himself bringeth his mother to shame." Bringeth his mother to shame. Think about this. When was the last time you bragged about how rebellious your child was? When was the last time you bragged about how disrespectful your child was? When was the last time you bragged about how disobedient your child was? See, parents don't go around and brag about how bad their kids are. Matter of fact, it's the total opposite. They'll brag about how good their kids are. But no one goes around and brags about, yeah, my little Johnny, he's a dirty, rotten kid. You ought to see what he gets involved in. No, I've never heard a parent say those things. So it says here, "But a child left himself bringeth his mother to shame." And the reason why you don't brag about it is because of this. They are ashamed of your actions. Very clearly. One of the things that I remember about being disciplined was this. And we've all been there. We've all been in this situation. And these things will never get out of my mind unless I get some type of disease that takes my mind away from me. But this is what I've always remembered. This is my parents always explaining to me why the rod was used. You know, they took the time after I was disciplined to sit down with me, to allow me to see why they took the actions that they did. And they began to explain that my way of being disobedient was not glorifying to God. And so they would begin to explain those things. And as they would explain those things, my eyes would light up a little bit. But then they would go on even a little bit further in their explanation. And they would always end our conversation with this. Now remember, we grew up in a household that we cried when we got spanked because it hurt. And it hurt a lot sometimes. But here's what took place. Son, we've done this because we love you. There wasn't a time in my life when my parents used a rod when I never heard the words, I love you. They always responded with, I love you. And when I heard those words, here's what took place. The rod didn't seem to hurt so bad after all, because they comforted me with their words of, I love you. I want what's right for you. I don't want you to be like somebody else. I don't want you to get caught up in this lifestyle. You're starting out with just lying. Lying can lead to stealing. Stealing can lead to murder. Murder can lead to other things. And so we're trying to save you from these things. We do it because we love you. And the rod felt good after I heard those things. The Bible isn't done with this matter when it comes to disciplining children. Because now it shifts its focus even more upon the parent who doesn't use the rod. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter number 13. It's amazing how Proverbs has so many verses for us to look at when it comes to using the rod on our children. It's not always fun. And it's not always convenient, but it needs to be done. I remember, you've heard this story many times from me, but I remember very specifically one day, Jalen, she got in trouble. And you guys always will say, you always talk about Jalen. I only got one child. Who do you else do you want me to talk about? Not me. I didn't do it. I don't have those kids. I have Jalen. So anyway, I remember one day that she did something bad. I can't remember what it was. And this time her mom took her aside and she was going to discipline her for the actions that she did. And I believe she was about 4 or 5. And I will say this, you got to start early with kids. You need to start early with them. And by the way, they're never too old to still discipline them. I found that out the hard way as I was 18 years of age. I'll never forget the last time my mom disciplined me. And she had some creative ways. I asked her about those ways some days, a few years ago. And do you know that we used to have to run around this parking lot sometimes for punishment? You guys don't know this, but over there in her yard, there used to be a big tree stump. You know, they showed us how to use an axe and to get rid of a stump in the yard. To this day, mom and dad still have plenty of firewood from us kids going out there and chopping up wood. Dad is getting pretty low. Might want to work on the grandkids a little bit. But anyway, I remember Jalen saying this. She's like, Mom, can't we just hug? Can't we just hug? You know, as cute as that is, guess what Crystal had to do? She still had to correct her. You know what happened after that? The hug. And the I love you. I'm saying this for a reason. Look at chapter 13, verse number 24. It says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. Let's read it again. But he that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. A parent who doesn't use the rod shows one thing towards that child, and that is this: he hates his child. That's what the Word of God says. He hates his child. I begin to think about the word hate, because I do know what a child loves to hear. A child loves to hear that they are loved. They crave that. They want to hear those things. You know, even at my age, and I know my siblings can testify to this, they still want to be told that they're loved by their mom and dad. Because that's what children love to hear. And they want to be told. And they want to hear that I love you. I can remember growing up and being at school and hearing stories from my friends about the rod being used on them the previous day. They would go home and they would get in trouble, just like normal kids would. They would get caught up in situations that they allowed themselves to be in. And the rod was used on them on the previous night. And they would come back and they begin to talk about how many spankings they got. Or in their words, they called it lickings. I never understood that word licking when it come to the rod. But it must be a southern thing. But they would come back and they would brag and talk about it. But it just clicked to me here recently, and that is this. Here's what they were doing. You'll see it right here, right now. They are bragging about how much they were loved by their parents. Yeah, my dad got me 45 times. Oh, yeah, my dad got me 95 times. Oh, yeah, my dad got me 105 times. I kid you not. We would hear these stories. But they were bragging about how much their parents loved them. But I've also heard of countless stories about people who wished their parents would have used the rod on them. I have sat in a prison cell with a man a few years ago saying the exact same thing. I wish my parents would have used the rod on me. Because now he's sitting in prison for life for double murder. Wanting their parents to interfere on their behalf. And it also followed up with a statement like this. Well, they didn't use the rod on me, so I guess they didn't love me enough to correct me. Those are some sad stories. There's thousands of those around. I understand parenting isn't easy. But I do know this and I understand this. It can be a whole lot easier if we are to go by the Word of God. That's how we need to live our life. By the Word of God. You know, you might not be the hippest parent. You might not be the coolest parent. And that's fine by me. I'd rather be known as a parent that took time to discipline my child when the time was needed for that to take place. And I say this with all seriousness. I am so grateful for every single time that rod was used on me. I'm happy that I had a mom and dad who wanted to show me love and cared for me to correct me from my foolishness. How do we drive it out of them? By using the rod. That's how we drive it out of them. I know this isn't a very popular subject, but I believe that on occasions it needs to be taught about. And we need to talk about it. It's in the Word of God. And we're to have the whole counsel of God's Word. So train up a child. Train them up. How do we train them? By using the rod when it's necessary. Let's have ourselves a word of prayer. And we can be dismissed for this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, I know this isn't a very popular subject. God, I know that I have failed on many occasions in my life when it came time to correct my own child. God, I pray that you would use me as an example for my own daughter to take the necessary actions when it comes time for her to be a parent. God, I thank you for a mom and dad who loved me and wanted the best for me and took the time to correct me. Not once in her lifetime did they ever correct me out of anger or hatred. God, I can't even remember a time when they raised their voice at me. But God, they used their correction for me in a proper way, and that was with love. And I thank you for that. God, I pray for anybody here tonight who might be struggling with something of this nature. God, I pray that you would just work in our hearts and our lives. Thank you for this day that you've allowed us to be here. We ask you to continue to give Pastor healing in his body. We ask for traveling mercies for Brother Elliot as he comes here this Wednesday night to present the word to us and his new field that he's going to. Bless us as we leave from here tonight. We thank you for these things. Your name, amen.